take the good soil, you can get 30, 40 bushel in a good year. 25 bushel ordinarily. If you just cut the rolling and bad soil out, we'd probably have a 20, 25 bushel yield here on average.
Do you ever cut your hay twice during the year?
Some types of your meadow could be cut twice. We're cutting some twice this year.
Do you have any special term for that? Let's see. Now that cutting after the first one?
Second cutting.
Some places they call that rowing.
Is that so?
I don't know if that's common.
Never heard it here.
Used to be, before we had combines, wheat would be gathered up, wouldn't it?
Not too much in this country. We headed it. We didn't do too much wheat shock in this country. It was headed, like I mentioned this morning, stacked and then threshed out of the stacks.
Mm-hmm.
Our wheat didn't grow tall enough. I think it's probably the reason it didn't do much shocking in this country, that the wheat didn't grow tall enough to make good shocking material.
All head and no stain?
Just too short for a hunter. It's got to have quite a bit of stem to make tie a good bundle. Well, that's just my own reasoning. It didn't come into use here. We had some, we bound some oats, and it's hard to take care of too. The thrashing problem is one problem.
Is that what you do? Is that how oats are prepared?
There isn't too much oats out here. I'd say they like to bind the oats when they can if it gets tall enough. Personally speaking, we're cutting it before it really gets ripe and making hay out of it. Baling it like a hay crop. It's combined the same as other crops ordinarily, so it's used for seed or grain crop. It isn't a standard crop here, though. It isn't Oats country.
Let us suppose that you can walk 8 miles and somebody wants you to walk 10 with it, and after you've walked 8, you're all through and say, I'm sorry, 8 miles is
my limit.
You might say, 8 miles is my limit. This is the
end. It's the end of the journey or end of the trip.
Would you say it's the farthest I'm going, or it's the farthest, or the furthest, or the furthest?
Furthest. It'd be the furthest if you're using that term, further.
Uh-huh.
Furthest.
And,
Or this is as far as I'm going. Uh-huh. Either term I'd be using.
Would that be?
Or this is the furthest I've been.
Uh-huh.
Probably that'd be the word further. It would probably be used in that sense. Well, this is the furthest I've been.
That would be good context to ask this in. I've had difficulty with this particular one. In other places, this 8 and 10 mile frame has worked pretty well, but
yes.
The last few weeks it hasn't worked. you and I have something on the table there and you're separating it into two piles, you say, well, this pile is mine and that's
this is yours.
And if, on the other hand, you and I have something together and someone else has something, you say, this file is yours and this file is
his.
Uh-huh. And if you're referring to the file that belongs to you and me, you say, this file is
ours.
If that pile over there belongs to 7 or 8 people, you say, this pile is...
This is theirs, this is his, this is ours.
And if you were talking to them?
This is yours.
Uh-huh. If you're inviting 18 or 20 people to come visit you, what would you ask?